You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
30-something years ago, I went to Zimbabwe, Africa with Pastor Charles Bennett. This is his new book. It is called How to Be Rapture Ready. He's the father of nine and is married to his one and only wife, Annette, if my memory serves him well. Good morning, Pastor Charles Bennett.
Good morning to you. I'm married to her for 53 years this August.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And it's great to have you on here. For me, Zimbabwe, of course, was a life-changing force. At that time, your father was still alive and yeah. used to teach classes in America and in Africa on the Book of Revelation. I have not read your book yet, but I'm excited about the titles of the chapters here. First, the end of the book, two, how important is it that we even believe in a literal rapture? Human DNA throughout the Bible, the spirit of man distinguishes him. What really happened in the fall of man? The battle of the ages enters Abraham, then enters Moses, then enters Ruth and Daniel, etc. So you've been working on this book for a while. I will compliment you. I get books, having been on the air for 28 years, I love the font of this. Tell us, why this book now, Pastor Bennett?
Well, it's been a long time in coming, but the Lord started dealing with my heart years ago that God is not the author of confusion, and that this book needs to be written so that people will know that it might not happen the way the series that we've all read and the movies we've all seen. The rapture may be more in line with what happened with Elijah. He was caught up in a chariot of fire, you know. So the rapture doesn't have to be poof and we're gone, because there are three parts of the rapture. One part is the gathering together. That's espinago. That's the same word we have for that's a Greek word for synagogue. And then there's paralambano, drawn to one side in a loving manner. And then there is the catching away, harpazo, which is like a harpoon. We get our word harpoon from harpazo. So if you break down the rapture into the three words that are used concerning it, and then also the Bible never calls it a split second. He says you're going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. But it's called the day of the Lord. Paul always called it the day of the Lord. So that's why it's important that this book be written, because there's a lot of Christians in confusion right now because the Lord didn't come back by the year 2000. And then some said, well, maybe he's not coming back the year 2000. Maybe it's going to be 2017, and they started thinking in those terms because the six-day war. See, Jesus said that this generation will not pass until you see the Son of Man return, but he was talking about when you see the fig tree budding. But the fig tree was not budding in 1948. The fig tree was planted. So, you know, he might not have come back then, but the six-day war, the fig tree was budding. That's in 1967. So if you take 50 years from that, it's 2017. So everyone was beginning to wait around for 2017. And then I had a supernatural experience. I was caught up in the spirit, and I'll share that if you want me to. But that's why the book needs to be written, because the rapture may not take place exactly the way that you've thought in the terms of it, you know, just everything happens all in one split second.
Yeah, well,
you change in a moment, twinkling of an eye, and all that.
Yeah.
Jesus said in the front page of my book, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They were marrying and given in marriage. Who was marrying and given in marriage? Well, then the Lord started dealing with my heart that as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of Noah, Satan was trying to destroy the DNA of mankind because Genesis 3:15 was the first messianic promise. God said to Satan, the seed of the woman is going to bruise your head, devil. Well, women don't even have a seed. He was talking about Jesus coming. That didn't happen for 2,000 years, you know, but for 4,000 years. But the point is that the day of the Lord is going to be the most significant day ever in the history of the world, and we don't need to get it wrong. We also need to know what kind of time period is it going to be. Nobody knows the day nor the hour.
Okay.
Do have some indications that the Lord may not return as quickly as people thought. Just because it's the year 2000,
yeah.
That's
Hold on.
Gregorian calendar. The Lord said to me, what calendar are you going by? And I said, the Gregorian calendar. He says, that's your problem. He says, what year is it in the Hebrew calendar? And when I tell you what year it is in the Hebrew calendar, it's going to blow your mind.
Yeah, what is it?
5,783. And then when I told the Lord what year it was, In 2018, when I had that supernatural.
So you said there's going to be 3,000 more years.
No. There's going to be, it's been 6,000 years according to the Gregorian calendar. So already, but according to the Hebrew calendar, God has a couple of hundred more years to play with before his son has to come back.
Of course, he can.
You get that based on the fact that he can
change.
The word says a day is as a thousand years, a thousand years is as a
but
day.
But he's the rule maker, and he can change this anytime he wants. As a matter of fact, even Jesus said, no man knows the hour of my return. Even I don't know the hour of my return. Exactly. So anybody that says Jesus is coming back on this date, they're a bunch of bunloney because they are exalting themselves higher than Jesus because even Jesus didn't know.
A well-known Bible teacher, a Revelation Daniel teacher, very well-known. I won't call his name. But he just announced several months ago that Jesus is coming back. He's got all the figures. It's 2034. Well, you know, when 2034 comes, my book's going to be very popular because this book here is saying there's bigger fish to fry. You know, in the day that when Christ comes back, he's going to come back. The Antichrist is going to be trying to mess with the DNA of man. We've just been through that with this COVID. And everything has to do with the DNA of mankind because Jesus did not die for hybrids. In the days of Noah, the fallen angels intermarried into the human race, and there were giants in the land. They were half human and half giant, half spirit. So these beings were called men of renown because they knew secrets other people didn't know. And that's where you get so much of the technology from. I think today there are beings that are walking among the elites of the world, and that's why the elites are so messed up. That's my theory.
Well, I you know, it's a very strange thing. There was this lady, single mom, two kids, living in a very low rent apartment. It's Thanksgiving, and she says you can watch the video on my site, which is called Miracles Are Real. She says she had two hot dogs. They're out at the park that day, and said, "What am I going to do? I only have two hot dogs for Thanksgiving for my kids." Well, anyway, as they get back to the little apartment, their modest dwelling, they're walking up the steps to it. I guess they were on the second floor is what I remember. But anyway, this lady from downstairs, this older lady says, "I've been thinking about you, and I've made Thanksgiving dinner, and I want you and your children to come this evening for Thanksgiving dinner." So they go downstairs, and they have Thanksgiving dinner with this lady they never met. And they have this wonderful time, and she has little gifts for the kids, and it's a wonderful night. And at the end of the night, they go home. upstairs to their apartment. Well, the mother gets up in the morning, the mother of the two children, and wants to go down and thank that lady again. It was such a wonderful evening. And she knocks on the door, and there's no answer. And then the manager, the superintendent of the apartment complex, comes by and says, what are you doing? And she says, well, I'm knocking on the door. I want to talk to this lady. He says, nobody's lived in there for, 6 months. And they open up the door. There's not a stick of furniture. There's nothing. Now, so what gets me about this is not the first time I've heard about these things. In other words, nothing is impossible with God.
That's right. That's right. And the Lord could come back tomorrow. If God says come back, he's coming back.
That's
because
right.
If the Bible says, except those days be shortened, there'll be no life left on this planet.
Yeah.
So that's an important scripture as well. So we cannot sit around here and say the Lord's going to take another 100 years or whatever.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
But he doesn't have to come back tomorrow.
No.
If God's going by the Hebrew calendar, which only makes sense, but okay. I've never heard anybody ever say that before.
Pastor Bennett, why are you so, you've always had a bent on this, you and your dad. Why don't you just forget the whole thing and live now?
I'm living now like I've never lived in my life.
You have 9 children. How many grandchildren do you have?
26 grandchildren.
26 grandchildren.
And look, one great-grandchild.
Why don't you tell me to go take a hike, get up from the desk right now, go out there and have a beautiful day with your grandchildren. I don't have one. You have 29. You're a billionaire compared to me, and I'm a bum on the street begging for a crumb. That's the truth.
You passed up many opportunities to be married and have children.
Well, I don't know. But the
whole thing is that God's a God of legacy. If I know this not on the subject of the book here, but the Lord started dealing with me about legacy, and he told me that that's the most important thing. When Samuel's mother couldn't have a child, she's crying out to God every single year. They went to the feast, and every single year she cried out to God, "Oh God, you've got to give me a child. You've got to give me a baby."
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.